Now we are starting with another new chapter, that's current electricity. So current electricity, we have been studying this same chapter for over 4 years now. And first we see the Kirchhoff's law here. What Kirchhoff's law says is quite easy and quite understandable. But before learning it, we need to understand some quick and easy definitions. So the first definition which we will understand, the first concept which we will understand is junction. What is a junction? Any point in an electric circuit where two or more conductors are joined together is a junction. Next is loop. Any closed conducting path in an electrical network is called a loop. It is also called as a mesh. So if you have got any square rectangular path in a circuit, then that can be considered as a loop, because it is revolving around itself. If you pass current from one side, if you follow that path, if you follow a loop, you will end at the same place again. So that's what loop means over here as well. A loop is a closed conducting path in an electric network. Next we move to a branch. We can interpret the name of these things by the meaning of these things by the name itself. So what is a branch? A branch is any part of the network that lies between two junctions. Suppose we have two junctions, and the part which joins the two junctions can be said as a branch. So branch joins the two junctions, or maybe you can say that because it joins two junctions, it is a branch. So we finish this definition of these concepts. So for a steady current flowing through an electrical network of resistors, a Kirchhoff's law is applicable. So now we see the first Kirchhoff's law, which is the current law, or you can name it as junction law as well. What this law says is that the algebraic sum of the currents at a junction is zero in an electrical network, that is sigma of n to I equals zero, where I of I is the current in the ith conductor at a junction having n conductors. So suppose we have a junction wherein we have 6 conductors from I1 to I6. So the law says that the algebraic sums of the current at the junction should be 0, or it is 0. So the vectors, the directions of these currents matter. If I1 is applied from a direction say X, or if it is applied from the left side, it is perpendicular to the x-axis and it's adjacent, it's overlapping the x-axis, and it's on the x-axis. If I1 is on x-axis and another current comes which is on negative x-axis, let it be I3. So the net current due to these both currents will be zero. In the same way, the net current at a junction becomes zero. This is applicable even for n amount of conductors. So next we move to the sign convention of this thing. What the sign convention says is that the currents arriving at the junction are considered positive and the currents leaving the junction are considered negative. If a current comes in, it is positive. If a current leaves, it is negative. So if we consider a junction P in a circuit where 6 conductors meet as said, we will apply the sign convention, and hence we can write that I1 plus I2 plus I3 minus I4 minus I5 minus I6 equals 0. And so the arriving currents I1, I2, I3 are positive here, and the leaving currents I3, I4, I5, I6 are negative here. With this, we come to a conclusion that I1 plus I2 plus I3 should be equal to I4 plus I5 plus I6, because their net addition gives us a zero. So thus the total current flowing towards the junction is equal to the total current flowing away from the junction. This is a simple sign convention of Kirchhoff's first law. So in this particular module, we discuss about current electricity. We give an introduction about current electricity. Then we discuss the Kirchhoff's law, first law, that is the current law or the junction law. And we also discuss some definitions such as junction, loop, branch. Then we move to the sign convention and we discuss the proof of the Kirchhoff's first law. With this, we complete the first series. In the next series, we discuss about the Kirchhoff's voltage law and upcoming parts. Now we're discussing the Kirchhoff's second law, and that is the Kirchhoff's voltage law. What the Kirchhoff's voltage law says is that the algebraic sum of the potential differences and the electromotive forces, EMFs, in a closed loop is zero. That means sigma of IR plus sigma of epsilon equals zero. So the sign convention says that while tracing a loop through a resistor, if you are traveling along the direction of conventional current, the potential difference across that resistance is considered negative. And if the loop is traced against the direction of the conventional current, the potential difference across that resistor is considered positive. If it is towards the direction, then it is considered negative. And if it is against the directional of conventional current, then the EMF of the resistance is considered as positive. Now we move to EMF. So EMF, that is the electromotive force, which is positive while tracing the loop within the source from the negative terminal of the source to its positive terminal, and this is taken as negative while tracing with the source from the positive terminal to the negative terminal. So let's consider an electrical network. In that network, if we consider it in a clockwise sense or an anti-clockwise sense, we will get different outputs, and that's what is represented in the Kirchhoff's voltage law. A better idea can be found about the Kirchhoff's voltage law through Google by searching electrical network in sign convention of Kirchhoff's voltage law. Next, we move to remember part. Herein we say that Kirchhoff's first law is consistent with the conservation of electrical charge, while the voltage law is consistent with the law of conservation of energy. We come to a conclusion that first law is consistent with conservation of electric charge. As we all said that conservation of charges happens if there are, suppose, 6 charges, then the net charge on the junction will be 0. That's what the Kirchhoff's first law said. And the second law says about the voltage, and it says that voltage law is consistent with the law of conservation of energy. So the difference between the first law and the second law is, first law is applicable for electrical charge, second law is applicable to energy. Some charge is received per unit time due to the currents arriving at a junction. For conservation of charge, some amount of charge must leave the junction per unit time, which leads to the law of currents. Yes, if we want to make sure that the net current on the junction is zero, some current must come and some current must go. That's the only way we can make it constant. So for the conservation of charge, we need to make sure that some amount of charge is leaving per unit time, and this leaving of charge per unit time leads to the law of currents. So what we say is algebraic sum of EMFs, energy per unit charge, corresponds to the electrical energy supplied by the source, and according to the law of conservation of energy, this energy must appear in the form of electrical potential difference across the electrical elements, devices in the loop. This leads to the law of voltages. In this way, we come to the law of voltages. First, we move to the first law. From the first law, we come to the conclusion of electrical currents and the law of currents. From the law of currents, we come to know the law of voltages. Next, we move to steps which are usually followed while solving the problems using Kirchhoff's law. So how do we follow some steps while solving some problems during Kirchhoff's law? The first step is to choose some direction of the current. We need to choose some direction of the current, that's obvious. Next, we reduce the number of variables using Kirchhoff's first law. Yes, we try to cancel out things and we reduce the number of variables. We don't want to make a huge collection wherein it becomes difficult. We want to make it sweet and simple. So we reduce the number of variables by using the Kirchhoff's first law. Then we determine the number of independent loops. After determining the number of independent loops, we apply the voltage law to all the independent loops present. Then we solve the equations obtained simultaneously. And in case the answer of a current variable is negative, the conventional current is flowing in the direction opposite to that chosen by us. So with this, we complete the steps which are required while solving a problem using Kirchhoff's law. In the next session, we discuss the Wheatstone bridge, which is pretty famous in this part.